From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight in Washington, D.C. If you don't have tickets, you can watch on TV, which a lot of fans have been doing this year. So many, in fact, that while attendance at Major League Baseball games is down, TV ratings are way up, along with the league's revenue. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the new economics of our national pastime.
It's about half an hour before the Houston Astros take on the Oakland A's in an afternoon game at Minute Maid Park. And a bar across the street from the stadium called The Tavern is packed. But Gabe Luna, the bar's manager, knows it's about to thin out significantly.
People stay here till about the second or third inning and they lead out. And then they'll come back around the eighth inning because they stop serving alcohol in the seventh inning. So they'll come back the eighth inning and watch the rest of the game here.
The tavern's only open on game days. Luna says all its business comes from the foot traffic of baseball fans. The bar's riding a nice wave right now. The Astros are selling about 6,200 more tickets per game than they did last year. But league-wide, attendance numbers are down more than 6%. Maury Brown of the research and analytics company BizBall says fans are watching a lot of baseball on TV.
Fox just reported that they're seeing some of their best television numbers right now at the national level.
Teams have contracts with local television stations as well. Brown says Major League Baseball continues to rank number one on television in the local markets where teams play. He says teams aren't as worried about the declining ticket sales because their finances aren't as directly tied to the gate as they used to be.
Up until about 10 or 15 years ago, it was still the number one revenue driver. But things have changed largely around television. We've seen a media rights explosion, and that has really altered the landscape, not just in baseball, but across all sports.
He says league revenues continue to grow at an extraordinary pace. Brown says when Rob Manfred became the league's commissioner 3 years ago, he streamlined operations to make it easier for teams to court sponsors.
The first thing he did was unify all the arms of baseball, and that has been actually a cash cow for them. They've really increased things on the sponsorship side.
Brown says in 1992, league revenues were $1.2 billion. This year, gross revenues are more than $12 billion. Accounting for inflation, that means revenues for the league have grown 325% in just over 25 years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.